I'm Tim.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, welcome to another hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and you've already missed an hour if you're just joining us now. So you might want to go to sabrams.com and travelers411.com, where you'll find links to the archived audio and podcast. Travelers411.com, click on podcast. And then you pick Travel with Stephanie Abrams, or you might pick Travelers 411. But if you want to hear this show, you better pick Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And then scroll down, and each hour is individually podcast for your listening pleasure. And the podcasts stay for a year, and the archived audio stays forever. So we're going off this hour to Northern Ireland. And the reason we are going to Northern Ireland this hour, well, I think about Beech Hill Country House all the time for all kinds of extraneous reasons. But in the last week or so, did you see the photos that suggest that Amelia Earhart spent her last days of her life, however long that was, in Japan? The Japanese government denies that she was there or she was held there. But some very clever people have done some analysis of some photos that have emerged that look like the back of Amelia Earhart sitting on a dock and her navigator standing to the left. And they showed a picture of him where you see he has a kind of unique hairline that looked like the apex of a triangle. And the pictures are a little blurry of him. And the photo, the part that shows her is showing her the back of her head. But because of the nature of her haircut and her hairdo, you knew this was not a Japanese lady. So she had this kind of, I guess they called it a bob. Or maybe not, I don't know. But in any event, she had this short little flippy something going on. And it could easily have been her. Or not, because they're not entirely positive, but people who think they know are pretty sure that was Amelia Earhart. Well, what does that got to do with Northern Ireland anyway? I think of two things when I hear anybody mention Amelia Earhart. The first thing I think about is there's an organization of women pilots called the 99s, and they often rendezvous at Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Northern Ireland, a place that I adore. So obviously these women have great taste. The other reason I think about Beech Hill Country House when I hear Amelia Earhart, who is clearly a hero of the women in this 99 club, is that there's a spot not all that far from Beech Hill Country House that I have yet to visit. My next visit there, I'm going to make sure I get over there. And this spot is where Amelia Earhart landed her plane after she had flown across the ocean. She looked down and said, "Oh, look at all that nice green grass. That must be France." And she landed thinking she was in France, but she was actually in Northern Ireland. And there were plans afoot. I met a fellow a few years back. You could actually find his interview at S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com. I want to say his name was John Thompson, who was trying to rouse the troops to come up with money to create a kind of memorial park. And I don't know that that actually went anywhere, but I do know that there, I have learned from my good friend Patsy O'Kane at Beach Hill Country House, who's the owner there, that there are a couple of people that she knows well who are involved in creating a very special retrospective kind of exhibition about Amelia Earhart in Derry in Northern Ireland. And I, you know, I learned that because I called Patsy as soon as I heard about the Amelia Earhart photos. And she started telling me the stuff that she knows tangentially about. Because she's not involved in that. Because she's up to her eye teeth running the very popular Beach Hill Country House in Derry, where people like the Kennedys and the Clintons and, you know, the folks that were involved in helping to bring about a peaceful solution to what used to be referred to as the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Many Americans who were very much involved in helping to make that happen. And among those Americans were a group that were referred to as the Four Horsemen. And they were Tip O'Neill. Let's see if I can get this right. Tip O'Neill, Daniel Moynihan, Hugh Carey, and was it Teddy Kennedy? Might have been Teddy Kennedy. Patsy will know. She's got photos of all these people in the reception area and other places around Beach Hill Country House. So you walk around, and another big surprise. On your way to the ladies' room, you'll see off the lounge, the lobby lounge, which is a well-trafficked area and a great spot to put it. There's this big piece of newspaper from a local Northern Ireland newspaper about when himself, the elf, Will Ferrell, was in Northern Ireland and chose to stay at Beach Hill Country House. So, and the Clintons, because Bill Clinton was very much involved in helping to bring about a peaceful solution to all that was going on in Ireland, in Northern Ireland. And Clinton was very involved in working with women in Northern Ireland to raise their awareness, to have them have a sense of self-empowerment, that they didn't have to sit on the sidelines and wait for the men to make this thing happen, that there were things that they could be doing as well. And it all worked, I'm happy to say. And I hope it continues to work, given the strange politics of the universe. But we're going to go off and talk with Patsy O'Kane at Beach Hill Country House right after this.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
And Miss Patsy O'Kane, are you there?
I'm here, Stephanie, yes.
Oh, I'm delighted to talk with you. How are you?
Okay, I'm the same. I'm delighted to talk to you, too.
What does that mean, you're the same? You're running around like a chicken without a head?
Well, as always, you know how it is, Stephanie.
Well,
You've seen it in the good times and the bad times, so you know exactly. You could call it that.
And this is a very busy time of year. In fact, when I went to hook up with you today, I found out that... give Brenda a hug for me, by the way.
Okay.
I found out from Brenda, who is not only Patsy's niece, but she's very much involved in receptive services at the hotel. And she was busy checking in a big tour group that just arrived. So there was madness in reception at the moment when I called. I'm the last thing she needed at that moment.
That's right.
Well, we're going to...
Yeah, People don't have much patience, Stephanie. They like to get checked in, showered, down for dinner. They're tired. And the weather here is so beautiful, so they're coming in really tired after spending a day on the Giant's Causeway or along the Antrim Coast or Donegal or whatever. I mean, the weather is just beautiful. And
yeah, well, you know what's interesting about it, too, is, just to remind my listeners, at this time of year, you have a very, very long sightseeing day. And if they were at Giant's Causeway, you can always get into Giant's Causeway. You just walk there. It's like, we were talking yesterday about the state park at Niagara Falls. 24/7, it's open, 365 days a year, no admission. You just walk in. The same thing at Giant's Causeway. You know, if you're going to go into the visitor center, it's another story that has hours of operation and a admission fee, but the causeway itself, and at this time of year, 10:30 at night, it could be broad daylight because that's just how it is, folks. So you have this super long sightseeing day. Maybe it's dark at night for 3-4 hours and the sun comes back up. So we're going to take you can wear yourself out, though. Yeah, pace yourself when you're traveling in Ireland and Northern Ireland this time of year. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back talking with Patsy O'Kane, the owner of Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Many manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Cocktail control, cocktail control. Calling Papa Tango Charlie. Do you read me? I repeat, do you read me? Please state your heading. We have no further information since 2:01.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Patsy O'Kane on the line. She is the owner of the Beach Hill Country House. It is a charming, historic, lovely, beautiful, comfortable, pampering place to stay. And it is on its own estate, complete with... Well, I think there's more than one pond, but there's one that you see from the living room and the dining room, and as you approach, and there's a big wheel that's turned, a water wheel that is turned by the, I don't know, the stream, the river, the creek, whatever it is that feeds this lake. And Patsy is so clever. She helped to design and have built this wonderful walkway over this very big pond. This is not some little drizzly thing. This is a big, sizable pond. It's like a small lake. And there's a walkway across it, and there's a gazebo, or as my mother used to laughingly call it, a gazebo. A gazebo, and, you know, if you've got a benchmarking occasion, you're celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, a wedding, a something, a honeymoon, or whatever. What a great place for memorable photos. And really, just gorgeous and surrounded by wonderful trees and lovely piece of property. And off into the woods, you will find, well, there's one you can see immediately from the parking area at Beach Hill Country House, and it's a World War II Quonset hut. That was used by the Marines. And if you've ever seen the film or read the book, Proudly We Served, the film was, Ossie Davis was in it, and it was his last film. It's really worth seeing. That was filmed on the property. You won't see Beach Hill Country House in the film, but the place where it was filmed is right there on the grounds of Beach Hill Country House. And that's because the Marines were stationed there during World War II, and lots of military folk come back to visit every year. So you would have had some military visit in May, no? The U.S. military, they show up at your place again?
Yes, indeed. I mean, well, we, I mean, even, I don't know if you knew, Stephanie, probably, oh, yes, I told you at Christmas. I mean, we had a visit of the entire crew of the USS Mason, which which of course is the U.S. Navy. But no, we had a smaller commemoration service because this is the 75th anniversary of the arrival of the Marines in Derry. So it was a much smaller number of people, but they came. Hang on, Steph. So sorry, Stephanie, about that.
They're after you.
There were about probably about 12 or 13 Marines. We had actually one called Carlton Kent, and he is actually coming again in September because we have another group coming in September with military historical tours. So we're delighted with that, you know. So there's more and more Marines. In actual fact, we had a group of Marines call here on Sunday because we had a little memorial service for one of the last veterans who passed away about 2 weeks ago. He served in the U.S. Navy, but he would have been based in the naval base on the Limavady Road. So the American Legion wanted to commemorate his achievements. Where did they choose? None other than Beech Hill, and we were delighted. So we had about 100 people on Sunday. And among those were some actually present serving Marines who were based in Dublin, so they came along. So it was lovely.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. And yeah, you're right. You know, my mother was a Rosie the Riveter. She helped to build planes at the Glenn L. Martin aviation plant in Baltimore, Maryland. During World War II, and my father served in World War II in, you know, it's funny, I just read, I was looking for something, and I was going through this box of papers and things, and I came across a newspaper clipping about my father, and it talked about where he served, and I only knew about his service in eastern France, in Alsace, and which is where he earned for his actions a Silver Star, which is the second highest medal the U.S. government awards. But he also earned the Bronze Star. And I don't know if that was for the same thing or something different. One of these days I'll go find out. But I was going through this box, and there was this newspaper clipping, and it said that he had served in North Africa, in Italy, in France, and someplace else I don't remember. I have to go look it up again. So, because I only ever hear about, you know, his service, even in newspaper clippings, other clippings, his service in eastern France, which was in a little town, for those of you who know the Alsatian area, this little town, Rupt-sur-Moselle, it's Rupt, R-U-P-T, on the Moselle River, Rupt-sur-Moselle, and it's just a little bit north west of Strasbourg, just which is right at the German line. I mean, in Strasbourg, you just go across the little river there, and you're in Germany. So it was very easy for the Germans to occupy that part of of France. But in any event, you know, listen, anybody that would have served in World War II is approaching 100 at this point. My mother died 2 years ago; she was 94. So, you know, my father and mother were the same age. They were just a few months apart. But you're very lucky to, you know, have people left who not only, served in the military, but were stationed at Beach, you know, stationed in Derry and stationed at what is now Beech Hill Country House. And you've got quite a heritage room there of all kinds of American goodies, including uniforms and photographs and... You know, every time...
Videos?
Now, I haven't seen any videos, miss. Where are you hiding the videos?
Yeah, we have a lovely video that Connor had made, and it's lovely. You know, all the pictures, all are, you know, on video, and actually a local broadcaster, Joe Mahon, has done the voiceover to tell all the story about when they arrived, where they lived, what they did. You know, and it's lovely. So we'll have to show you that then.
You need to do two things. One, you need to set it up with a monitor screen on a continual loop so it just keeps playing all the time, you know, or hit the button if you want to see it kind of thing. And you might want to take a look at posting it online. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. We're talking with Patsy O'Kane live from Beach Hill Country House in Derry, Northern Ireland.
Ici Papa Tango Charlie, je vous entends très bien.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Northern Ireland, is Patsy O'Kane, owner of the Beech Hill Country House in Derry, also known as Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland. And, you know, it's just a delight to have you on the line with me. You had a group. In fact, I think they were there when we were there once with you, of women pilots who belong to an organization called the 99s or the 99 or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
What's the exact name? Is it 99s or 99?
I think the 99 Club, I think they call themselves.
And what makes them special, unique, different?
Well, I suppose they were aviation, you know, the... They were all, they had an interest, I suppose many of them had passed their flying exams and they all had an interest in...
Oops,
you know, they got together and formed their own little organization. So, and what they do, Stephanie, I'm not all that sure of exactly everything they do, but I know that their interest is in aviation, flying, and anything to do with airplanes.
Wow. So, the women that were at your hotel for the 99 Club, my impression was that they all came from the U.S. And were
That's
they
right.
there because of Amelia Earhart's landing her plane near, not far from Beech Hill Country House?
Yes, that's why they were there. I mean, you know, because Amelia was such a, I suppose, a strong lady who, flying the Atlantic solo. I mean, all of these things, it's such a great story. And I just feel that we don't make enough of that story here, particularly with the volume of American visitors that we're having at the moment. Now, there's a new group has just got...
You're going to have to repeat, that because you just broke up a little bit.
Okay. A new group of local ladies have formed... and I just can't remember exactly the name of or what they call themselves, but they're trying to, I suppose, revive the whole Amelia Earhart story. And, of course, it's all to do... this all helps tourism to the area because they want the links with Amelia, with the U.S. and with Derry. And just recently... exhibition in the Guildhall, which would have been formerly the council offices, but now it's like a visitor centre, and councillors still meet there, the council meetings are still there, but all the administration takes place elsewhere. but they had a wonderful exhibition, which was so well attended. So I do hope, you know, that they can build on the wealth of information and the links that they already have, because there were quite a number of American visitors came to that exhibition and were really impressed by the work that these ladies are doing.
Now, this exhibition that these local ladies in Derry, Northern Ireland, created at the Guildhall about Amelia Earhart, is that a temporary exhibit, and or is it something that's going to stay there?
No, that was temporary. But, I mean, I think the reason, I suppose, that it was held in the Guildhall, they don't have a premises. I think the plan would be is to build a small exhibition centre out at Ballyarnet, where Amelia landed. I mean, it's really just marked at the moment, you know, with a marking, but there is nothing of any great significance there. So I think the plan is that to generate enough interest and hopefully be able to, you know, receive some funding so that they can build a proper visitor centre.
Yeah, well, the interest needs to be generated in Northern Ireland. It needs to be generated particularly in Derry, Londonderry, and because somebody's asleep at the switch. Because there is clearly worldwide interest, and especially with this latest photograph emerging, and it's kind of funny that this photograph just emerged when it did, showing the back of a woman who could easily be Amelia Earhart, but you can't see her face, so it's, you know, tough to be scientific and say it absolutely is. And there's a fellow in the picture that apparently, blurry as it is, they see enough to say that it looks like her navigator, and that the two of them were, you know, sat out you know, the rest of their lives somewhere in the custody of people in Japan, although the Japanese government says, you know, they have no record of whatever and it didn't happen, and, you know. But just about the same time that picture came out, there was the announcement that some guy has written a book that's just come out about Amelia Earhart. So I don't know if he's the one that found the picture and released it at the same time his book was coming out, so that the, you know, the publicity about the picture would generate interest in his new book. Regardless, Amelia Earhart is one of those mystical names that when you say it, people want to know more. And it's tragic that, you know, you introduced me to a fellow at least 5 years ago, maybe more. I'm pretty sure his name was John Thompson, and he was trying to raise funds to take the site where Amelia Earhart landed her plane, just down the road a piece from Beach Hill Country House in Derry, Northern Ireland, and create a proper memorial park, because that is a place of historic significance. And he couldn't get himself arrested. I mean, there was so little interest in anyone stepping up to the plate, governmental or private sector, and saying, gee, this is a great idea, and it certainly would boost tourism, and it certainly would not only boost tourism from various places in the world, but from the U.S., and particularly women's groups that are always interested in the history of women who pretty much beat the system, you know, at a time when an industry or a sector of life is completely male-dominated, you have this woman step up. I mean, I can't even conceive of flying solo across the ocean in a 747, let alone in our little plane, all by herself, flying across an ocean solo. I mean, that's just, hello, incredible. And she really was one gutsy woman. And if you're looking for role models for, you know, the women in your life, the girls in your life, Amelia Earhart certainly does stand out. And so it's hard to believe that there would be any struggle. I watch money raised for some of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. And, yeah, the money gets raised and the thing gets built and then they market it and people come. This is a natural. This isn't, again, this is one of those platinum experiences, not something, you know, plastic made out of bubble gum and glue and scotch tape. This is a real place where something extraordinary happened, especially because it almost fits in with an Irish sense of humor, doesn't it? She thought she was landing in France. She was in Northern Ireland.
It takes the right people who are going to stick with it. It's not just going to happen overnight, Stephanie. And I think, you know, the two ladies that I know who are working on it at the moment, they have the determination, they have the drive, and I do think, you know, they have already linked up with some high-profile Americans, and I don't want to mention any names just yet at the moment, but I do think given time and, you know, enough effort that they certainly will be able to end up with an attraction that's going to be wonderful and that's going to bring a lot of visitors.
Listen, you gave me the name and phone number of Miss Brenda, and I have left her four messages, and I have yet to hear from her. So I can only hope that it's summer and she's on holiday in Italy or something. If you could give her a little kick in the pants.
This is the really high holiday season here in Northern Ireland.
I know that. So I'm thinking maybe she's...
Sort of the 2 weeks in July are really high season.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe she's out of the country and she doesn't have the cell phone. But when she gets back, she's going to find four messages from me. So you need to give her a little encouragement to get back to me. Stay with me. Don't go away. I'm going to take a quick commercial break because you said so many things that just set off light bulbs in my head. We'll be right back with Patsy O'Kane at Beach Hill Country House in Derry, Northern Ireland, just down the road from where Amelia Earhart landed, thinking it was France. But no, it was Northern Ireland. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me my good friend Patsy O'Kane. She is the owner of Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland. And we've been talking about Amelia Earhart, as you've seen in the news of late. She landed her plane thinking she was seeing Paris beneath her or somewhere in France. And it turned out she landed in Northern Ireland. And the spot has not yet been developed into some kind of special memorial location. There's also no permanent exhibit in Derry to honor Amelia Earhart. And there should be. So, Patsy, do you know the Leslies from Castle Leslie? Sammy, Samantha Leslie, and Mark?
Yes, not very well, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you his contact information. Mark has, every exhibit he's ever done has won an award. His company is Martello Media, and it's based in Dublin. And they did the first exhibit at the Visitor Center, the Cliffs of Moher, the Visitor Center at Black Rock Observatory, at Glasnevin Cemetery in Black Rocks in Cork. It's a scientific, you know, observatory attached, and it's involved with Cork University, and Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, and the Visitor Center there, and the Yates exhibit at National Library in Dublin. Next time you're in Dublin, please get over and see it, because one of these days they're going to take it down. And it is so fabulous. You leave there, you think you just spent the day with Yates. I mean, it was just, it's amazing. And he also, we were just in Malta in March, and he did the Visitor Center experience at Fort St. Angelo in Malta. And he's so creative, and his team is so marvelous. And, oh, the GPO, the General Post Office in Dublin, has a new exhibit that opened I'm going to say in March or April, and it's a permanent exhibit at the General Post Office in Dublin to memorialize the Easter Rising in 1916. And so he's had stuff, and his company is fabulous. And so and he'll work with whatever their budget is, because I've seen things he did. He did the exhibit for Lord Ross at Birr Castle in County Offaly. Mm-hmm. And they had a very small budget and very small plans, and he managed to help them out. So, you know, if they're planning to do an exhibit, they shouldn't finalize what their plans are before they talk with him. Because
Martello Media?
Because his offices are down the road from Martello Tower, which was mentioned
in one
of Yeats's poems, I think. Right on the waterfront in County Dublin. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's still Dublin County, but it's not downtown Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it called? Sandy Mount?
Yeah,
that's where his offices are. Not only are there wonderful places that inspire me, but there are so many people like you, my dear, who are just hot as a pistol. I mean, they're just creative, inspired, focused. You know, they know where they've been and they know where they want to go. You know? and
just
they're
getting there is a problem.
That's it. Well, you know, you just get on the railroad track and you keep plugging away and, you know, hoping
exactly.
that you'll get your locomotive into the train station. But in any event, you know, he's one of the people I go out of my way to make sure we interface with every time we're over. And he's really quite remarkable. So, yeah. And he'll take a look at it and just bubble over with more ideas than you can imagine, because he does all this interactive stuff where he'll take... you should even talk to him about your heritage room and museum and whatever, because
he
takes all the materials and creates not only displays, but the stuff goes interactive into computers. So you see something on a screen and you see something you'd like to... For instance, you have at Beach Hill Country House an article about Ernie Pyle, or written by Ernie Pyle. Which one was it? He was the famous World War II journalist who was embedded with the troops, and there is a story either about him or written by him. No, I think it was written by him about that. It's right by the elevator downstairs.
That's right, about the conversation that was held between...
You're cracking up again
the
there.
Mayor of Ferry.
It was held between who and who? Because we lost you for a second.
Colonel James Dugan and the then Mayor of Derry.
Yes.
Regarding
the plaque.
You know, the arrogance of their Marines.
Tell me about
that. Is
that
right?
Yeah, that's the one. You want to finish that story lest we leave that as a mystery?
Oh, no.
I remember I had his daughter on the air with me. She raises horses in Maryland or something. But Ernie Pyle wrote the story, and he wound up, Colonel Dugan wound up going home with this plaque that was going to be placed somewhere that nobody would ever see it. So he took it home for safekeeping, and it has since emerged in a proper place. But in any event, he could take all those things and put them into an interactive display where all you have to do is touch it and you can zoom in on it and read it. And, you know, I mean, anyway, that's a good thing.
So I win the lottery, Stephanie.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, what you are doing has such enormous value as a significant part of the history of Derry that is enmeshed in the history of America and American military and American safety and American security. And you would think that there's somebody listening in my audience who wants to step up to the plate to help you take all that material that you have, those photos, the uniforms, the documents, the articles, and create something even more than you have for your guests and visitors to come and see. Because that's just too important to let lie dormant, and the only people who know about it are the ones who are clever enough to find out. about Beach Hill Country House on their own or through us. So,
and if you would tell your visitors, Stephanie, your listeners, that August is U.S. Marine Month in Beach Hill. So I have a speaker every Tuesday evening for 1 hour telling the story of Derry, World War One, U.S. Marines, U.S. Navy, and we're doing it for 1 hour every Tuesday during August, and that's my contribution to the 75th anniversary of the Marines landing in Derry. So anyone's welcome. So anybody who's planning traveling to Ireland, please try and make it to Derry on any of the Tuesdays during August and come to Beach Hill between 6:30 and 7:30, and they will hear the true story.
This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.